This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are talking about Peace Brewery, Revolution, and then we're getting ready for New Year's with Brew Year's Eve. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
You didn't do your usual "Are you ready?" thing yet. You just jump right
in. I just go right in. Yeah.
What's up? I'm Nick White.
And it is post Christmas. It's the day after Christmas.
It's cold as fuck in these streets, Brad.
I know.
It's a 1 degree outside, man.
We should just stayed in our house, just kept drinking our beer there.
I lean stout heavy at home a lot.
Okay.
So this IPA we're sipping on is a nice departure.
Well, in the wintertime, you kind of want those stouts, those bourbon-y beers to warm you up.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got a double IPA with mint. So it's coming in that stout alcohol level, you know, coming in at 9%.
Yeah, I'll say.
It feels sweet.
Who are we drinking here, man?
It's from Short Fuse Brewing.
Right. Now, I've heard this name. They're a local brewery, Chicago Burbs. They're out in Schiller Park. Have you ever seen them anywhere? Had them anywhere?
This is my first time having them, seeing them. I was at the Binney's in Naperville.
Right on.
And I saw this. And I was like, I had never heard of this brewery, seen these cans. So yeah. I picked them up.
Yeah. The wonderful journey of beer continues, man.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'd have probably done the same thing. You want to try something else. So, yeah, 9%, and this is Judgment Day because it's got mint in it. It's double IPA with mint, so it's spelled Judgment, M-I-N-T. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, man, this four-pack tall boy is becoming, like, the vehicle of choice.
This is the standard.
For a lot of breweries now. Mm-hmm. I think, Half Acre probably is the first one I saw. But, man, I could name probably 10 breweries real quick that do,
right.
that do the tall can four-pack.
And this beer's pretty tasty. It feels, it's warming me up. That's what's kind of going for. But it has a weird smell, and that's probably the mint we were kind of saying. It has like almost a celery, like cellar note. Like not like the green celery.
Not like the green celery.
No.
Yeah, but like, well, we're so spoiled by having these, you know, super fresh IPAs, and I'm not saying this isn't fresh, but...
Right, I think the date said 11/9/17, so, you know, we're coming up on 2 months now for a double IPA. That's, you know, that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine, yeah.
It's not like the week of some of the releases we get from Half Acre.
It's like, wait, you this wasn't
brewed today?
Come on, this wasn't brewed last week, bro? Yeah, it's a blend of American, English, and Belgian grains. Mm-hmm. I mean, now I've heard of Belgian yeast.
Yeah.
Not necessarily... Well, I mean, I guess there's some grains that, you know, that are most commonly used in Belgium.
Probably,
so that's
yeah.
probably what they're referring to.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but it's nice to check them out. I don't know anything about this brewery. I don't know any of their beers. Yeah. If anyone's listening that knows more about it, please let us know. We'd love to find out some more info about them.
Is this really just Gary Gulley? And he's saying he lives in Schiller Park, so he's just calling his other project Short Fuse.
Because the alarmist.
Like, cut everybody out.
With the alarmist with the dynamite. You know, you've got Short Fuse. Yeah, it's a little, tricky there. But yeah. So we'll keep drinking on this. You know, it fits in with the Christmas spirit, green cans with mint.
I didn't notice that. Schiller Park, that feels like it's northwest somewhere. So that feels like it's near O'Hare.
I have no idea. Yeah.
Yeah, we're directionally challenged around here. I can tell you where Lake is.
I feel like it's got to be somewhere in the west. It was in Naperville. It was at the Naperville Binney's. So it's probably going out that way.
Right on.
But I could be wrong. All right.
Very cool.
So yesterday was Christmas, so we didn't, you know, we didn't go to any breweries yesterday because they were all closed.
They were all closed. Yeah.
But a couple days before that, I went to Peace to celebrate Festivus.
The airing of grievances.
Yes.
Right on.
And they always release, the beer, their Festivus ale.
It's their Christmas joint.
Yeah, so it's their Christmas beer.
Yeah.
It's always great, tasty. I just went in, stopped in for one. It's like a 8% beer, so it doesn't really pair that well with the pizza. So I had another beer that they did a collaboration with our mutual friend out in Denver. So I had that with my pizza and then ended with the Festivus.
Right on.
And so this is a great beer. It wasn't that crowded when I went in, but the time I left, it was picking up.
That is the one upside to this weather, is that you can slide into places you usually couldn't and
have no problem.
Be comfortable in there, yeah.
But that was really the only thing I hit up because, you know, with the holidays, you know, we get kind of busy. And, yeah, that was it. That was what, on Friday? So okay. It wasn't even that long ago, or Saturday.
Yeah. I went out a little bit. Well, I went by Rev for a second. Yeah, and I went over there, and they had Cafe Deeth on tap.
Oh, nice.
Which I want to say it's a barrel-aged coffee stout. The Cafe, I know the Cafe, the Deeth series.
Yeah, the Deeth series are stouts. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all stouts. Yeah, I went there for that. Yeah, it was okay. You know, I was going to...
The event or the beer?
No, it was no event. I was just hanging out at Rev. Okay. I was just hanging out at Rev. But, you know, we've been, you know, stout chasing all month. And, you know, the weather is just, you know, stout appropriate anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been chasing that high from that Vlad Coconut. Right, just that feeling that you get from a certain beer, you know. And I wasn't expecting it to find, you know, that in Cafe Deeth, but you know that I went out there for that. I had some Barrel Age 1050 coffee 1050.
Oh,
that I really dug. Maybe a little bit more than the Cafe.
They had that on tap.
No, this was just like out of a can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Only thing I did at Rev was a Cafe Deeth and I split.
Okay.
Yeah. They were playing. They were playing all sorts of Star Wars stuff on the screen, which was cool.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what other beer I had, not Rev related, but a stout related that I really dug, was this Bourbon Paradise from Prairie Artisan Ales. It says it came out in October. Paradise is their stout with coconut and vanilla, and that's at 14%. This is the Heaven Hill Barrel Aged version at 16%. So they're out of Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
And I thought this was the money spot. I was like, this is everything I want in a barrel-aged stout right here, is this thing. Barrel-aged coffee 1050 was close to that.
Okay.
Cracked open a little Dark Lord on Christmas.
Nice.
Dark Lord 2017.
Okay. How's that tasting?
It's, you know, it's much better with a shot of Buffalo Trace bourbon in it.
Whoa. Okay.
It's much better.
You're really looking to warm up.
Yeah, it took on a life of its own, which was kind of weird, you know.
Okay.
I was really surprised at how fun the like that toasted oak and like just really fun like vanilla character kind of came forward in it.
Oh, neat.
You know, just from throwing a shot of whiskey in it, it was all kind of bizarre to me.
Huh.
But it was enjoyable.
Nice.
You
okay.
Know, I'm like, I wasn't expecting that at all. But man. Yeah, so just hit up a few stouts.
Yeah, that's a lot of stouts because last week we did the episode with friend Steve Wyatt and we were drinking the CVS. So
yeah,
just went stouts all week, man.
Yeah, now when I see a stout, it's like in my head because, you know, they're not created equal, all these stouts. You know, some are, you know, we talk about drinkability all the time. And then like some are like really well balanced like the CVS one. And yeah, and then there's all these other ones, man. And I'm just trying to figure out in my head what I like most about stouts.
Yeah.
And yeah, on the barrel age side. That Bourbon Paradise was really fun. So
nice. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I really didn't get out this week, man. That's right. All I did. Well, I went to Rev and that was about it.
Well, it's hard to get out. Yeah, like we said, with the holidays and stuff's closed.
Yeah. I did like the new Tall Boy. They're like tall boys. They're like the regular Tall Boys are 16 ounces. Rev's got the ones that are like 19.2.
Right, because Dale's was doing that, or Oscar Blues was doing that, a few other people.
Yeah, Oscar Blues did it, and they named one other brew that they knew that does it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's an interesting format. You can go there and get one for $3, or you can get two for $5.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm getting on a train after this, man. Let me get two for $5.
Oh, you can just take them to go?
You take them to go, yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, it's a nice option.
See, I think that's going to be a really good option in the, like you said, get on the train or summertime.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to crush it at summer, like music festivals, or even if, you know, there's so many places that have, like, Tallboy PBRs or Core, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And if you could get one of those instead for $3.
I'm going anti-hero all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was cool.
Be nice. Cool. Well, That's our week, right?
Yep. See you. That's it. This show.
Just gotta do that. There are a few more events this week than there were last week because it's New Year's. So there's tons of events happening around New Year's and things like that. But so what do we got on the list or the calendar for this coming week?
Right on. Let's get into a few here. Up at Temperance on the 28th is Might Meets Right Bramble release.
Okay.
So Might Meets Right is the barrel-aged out from Temperance.
Yeah.
And apparently they're doing like barrel-aged Thursdays where they're releasing something barrel-aged every Thursday.
So you got to be up there like every Thursday, man.
Man, I need to add these to my repertoire. And now that I know that Sketchbook is right there and that's a good offering. And so is, there's a third one up there too.
Smiley Brothers is there.
Smiley Brothers is there.
Right. Yeah. So they're releasing the Might Be Right.
Yeah, Might Meets Right. So Might Meets Right is like their, I guess we can call it their flagship stout at this point because there's constantly these different iterations of it, right?
Right.
I know back in 2015, the Boulevardier version of Might Meets Right took a bronze in experimental category for FOBAP.
Ah, nice. Yeah.
So that the Boulevardier version is it's based on like this cocktail, right? That's kind of like a Negroni. Well, it's got bourbon, sweet vermouth, and Campari in it. The cocktail does. Okay. And then High West took that cocktail and put it in a barrel.
Okay.
And so they took those barrels. Then that's what they're referring to when they say that version.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So that's the 28th. A good excuse to get up to Evanston.
Right. So that's Thursday the 28th.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. I was looking at Friday. You know, Friday at Lyric Opera House, Thundercat and Hannibal Buress are performing.
And I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. They're doing this show called Pre-Funk, right? But the reason I brought it up is because if you're a ticket holder to that show, October, that magazine, is and Pitchfork, they're sponsoring a beer festival 2 hours before the show starts.
Okay.
So there's 11 breweries. So if you got a ticket to that, this is free for you. I haven't found out if you can go just to the fest because that concert is sold out. But I'm wondering if you could like go straight to the part, straight and to the beer part,
hang out and drink.
Yeah, okay. But I thought it was interesting that you know they're doing an 11 beer festival, like in front of the concert, right before the concert. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah,
yeah. So Beguile, Spiteful, Four Hands, just to name a few. Forbidden Root's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a nice format. I like that.
Cool. So that's the 29th.
So that's Friday.
Okay, and then we slip into the weekend, and slip into New Year's Eve, where all the, I think, the main events are happening, right, for the weekend?
Yeah, for sure. So you got...
We got Brewer's Eve.
Brewer's Eve. I think we're both going to be at that.
Yeah, we'll both be at Brewer's Eve. That's over at the Architectural Artifacts. Yeah. So it's usually at Salvage One. Tickets are already sold out.
Oh, wow, really?
So, yeah. I know we've mentioned it a few times over the last few months, just... mentioning about it coming up or going to it, and we'll kind of let you know what next week. We'll do a little recap on it and let you know our thoughts and how it compared to the Salvage One
there you go. From
last year.
Yeah. The good folks at Centennial over in River North, they're doing a New Year's Eve party, complimentary champagne all night. Then they're also tapping Barrel Aged Big Hugs, as well as Fooder Bird Saison from Winer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so they're having their party. And like you said, Bader Brow's doing a big party called Bader Brow, not unplugged, unleashed.
Plugged?
No. Just exposed.
Okay.
I was thinking of the old MTV show, Unplugged.
Oh, right? Okay. You know,
they'd be like LL Cool J with like an acoustic band or something.
Yeah.
God. Bader Brow's doing Bader Brow. Exposed.
Okay. Yeah.
And and we talked about Haymarket.
Yeah, Haymarket has a New Year's Eve party because they opened Christmas Eve officially. So they have lots of events kind of around these like 2-3 weeks around Christmas Eve, New Year's.
I love that place, man. Haymarket is my jam.
So yeah, check them out New Year's Eve if you're looking for something to do. It's usually pretty low-key, sounds like. I think it would be low-key. There's band, there's drinks, I'm sure there's champagne.
Yeah, and we talked about Peace. Did we talk about Peace? Well, you went to Peace. Oh, but Peace is doing, they do a New Year's Eve party.
Yeah, I almost did that 1 year, because it sounds like a sweet deal. It's like all-you-can-eat pizza.
Yeah, Peace pizza.
All-you-can-eat Peace pizza, yeah.
Yeah.
And beers, too. So I could get my money's worth there. for sure. I don't know how that works, though, because that place isn't that big. So, no, I don't know. They got to move those tables out, right? It's got to be, like, standing room only.
If you get rid of all those communal tables, which drive me nuts, I can't stand communal seating.
But then it's got to be, like, it's a pizza buffet of some kind, and then it's a lot of just standing around. I don't know. Never been. I've never known anyone who goes, but it sounds like a good deal. Now I want piece of pizza.
It's delicious. I'm thinking about going now after the show. I like to pregame a little bit, go somewhere cool and chill, get a good meal, and then go to your New Year's Eve party. I like to do that.
Yeah.
Then you're not stressed about, you know, oh, that pizza ran out, or, you know, that item ran out.
Like, right. You can do what you want to do.
Yeah. Nice. So those are some of we're spotlighting the ones that we probably would go to.
Right. Yeah. So. Cool. So that's New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Then that kicks us into 2018. 2017 is done.
Man, that was quick. Pastry stouts and haze dominated the headlines.
Was that the 20? Was that the our view of 2017?
What else?
Pasty and hazy.
Some pastry stouts, some haze. What else, man? And then AB was up to their shenanigans. They bought a bunch of breweries. Was that this year or last year?
Both years.
That's every year. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we saw a lot of places open. We saw.
I think this year was definitely the year of the tap room.
Yeah, Alarmus got rolling this year because it was this year.
That sounds right.
The Maple Room opened.
Maple Room. Shout out to Maplewood. The
Off Color.
Yeah, Off Color. Spiteful and Half Acre.
Yeah.
Both right next to each other. Yeah. This has definitely been a landmark year for taproom openings.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Not to mention all the breweries that opened and continued to roll out great beers, too. So,
for sure. And, you know, I wonder how this how it affects, like, bars locally. You know? I mean, because they're getting it from both sides, right? Like, if you're, Metropolitan right down the street. If you're a place like the Beer Temple, you know, you're a bar and a store,
right?
You know, which is pretty cool. But what if you're just like a long standing bar, you know, your Map Rooms, your Hop Leaves, because you know you can get like I'm downtown a lot most days, and you know, Windy City is all through downtown. I'm talking like through hotels, like you can get some really nice offerings, you know, at hotels now.
Right. You know? I think. You would want to have those beers, like you want to have a variety of beers. When you go to a bar, you want options, right? When you go to a tap room, you know, I'm drinking Alarmist beer. I'm drinking Metropolitan beer. So you're like, when I go to the bar, I want to be able to have, you know, a Rev, a Two Brothers,
that's true.
A Half Acre, maybe a cocktail. Maybe I just need a High Life because I had too many and this is just one more and I'm out kind of thing.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess that's true if you're. Yeah, if you're looking for more options, you're probably still going to bars.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're like me, you're like, I'm going to this tap room.
Well, we are we're different clientele here, right? We have a plan usually when we go out. We're going for a reason. We're not just like, there are times where you're just like, I'm going out for drinks.
Yeah.
But usually it's, I want to go over to this tap room and see what they have. I want to check out this new beer that's on. That kind of thing.
Yeah, I think in 2017 we also saw like, you know, a lot of those Western burbs, you know, get a lot of action. I know Ken's Lager, and I'm actually going out that way tonight. Ken's Lager, Oak Park Brewing, you know, Two Brothers has a restaurant in Oak Park now. The Wild Onion guys, who up in Barrington, they have a Tide House in Oak Park.
Yeah, Workforce has a tap room now, is that Romeo Joliet,
Plainfield, one of those. Yeah. Right? Yeah. A lot of moves. Chicago makes a lot of moves. And one thing you pointed out, I thought, like when you went to your Minnesota trip and we were talking about how, like, you know, the style range of beers that you can get here, you know, fresh beers that you can get in Chicago is not the norm. You know, like, this not like, I don't think it's like that in other towns.
Right. Like, we do run. There is a large variety of beers, too. Like, we run, like we're saying, these bourbon stouts to the haze, to the pale ales, to, the double IPAs with mint.
Yeah, or you go to a place like Off Color where they refuse to make an IPA.
Yeah.
But you know the cocktails at Off Color, man?
Oh, I haven't. Yeah.
I roll the second time I went, I just rolled cocktails the whole time.
Okay, yeah. I might check that out this week. But yeah, you go to another town, and it's like, we're all about the pale ales and IPAs. It's like, really?
You got
nothing else? I need something else, man. I just had this next door.
Yeah. I like the regionality of it, man. Like the outer rim. I saw Star Wars. The outer rim of, like, you know, the Tinley Park has three breweries, and, you know, even all the way down to Bourbon Bay, you know. Yeah, every direction you go, or even up in the O'Hare area where Microphone is and where these guys are, the Short Fuse guys. Any direction you go is going to be a new journey. You know, you're going to find a bunch of cool stuff.
Right, yeah.
That's fun, man. It's fun just working your way just through the Chicago and the burbs. You could do that all year.
I know, yeah.
It'd be good.
And we do, because we go, like, Oliver, Blue Island, Tinley Blue Park, Island. Like you said. And, yeah, someday we'll make it all the way down to Scratch, one of us.
Ava, Illinois. Man, that's a tall order. What do you do when you're down there? You probably go see the state capitol or something?
I don't know.
I went down there once when I was, like, in seventh grade.
Yeah.
You know? I haven't really been back.
So that, I guess that closes out the 2017, but then there's a few events in the new year.
Yeah, we talked about Haymarket. They're going to turn 7 on the 11th.
Right.
Or the 13th.
The 12th,
On
right.
the 12th?
Yeah. The 11th is their release for Claire's Thirsty.
Yeah.
And then the 12th is a party, their 7th birthday. Birthday.
Yeah.
So 7 years, that's great. I've been to that place. You know, I go all the time, been there before it was even opened, and, you know, it's pretty awesome to see how it's grown and, you know, all the beers that they put out and the new Bridgman location.
I'm going to crack another one of these. Yeah, you're one of a few people I know that has been to both, you and Lil Stevie.
Mm-hmm.
I like Claire's a lot. I'm glad that Claire's has Claire's is kind of separating us. Because when I think Haymarket, I think Matthias, I think Defender, and I think Indignant, which is the barrel-aged Defender, you know. And I think of the Two of Hearts, the Maven Brad beer.
Oh, Two Happy Hearts.
Two Happy Hearts. But I'm glad that Claire's is getting some shine, man, because those guys, they know their way around the barrel.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So you can check those out, like, back-to-back. You'd almost be better just going on the 12th for the birthday.
Yeah.
Because the 11th is the tapping of Claire's, which, you know, will be great. They may have... who knows what they have? They may have variants. They may have other stuff, special tappings. But then the 12th is the birthday, which they'll still have Claire's on. There's no way they're going to run out of Claire's. So you won't miss it if you go the day after, because it just was released yesterday. Like, Haymarket is busy. It's not that busy that they run out of a beer that's on tap. Usually. I don't.
Yeah, that's how it's been in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all in January.
We'll probably mention that again next week. But.
Yeah, probably. January 12th also is Straight Jacket and Double Barrel Aged VSOD from the Revolution Crew.
Okay.
Straight Jacket is their barrel aged barley wine. VSOD, very special Old Deeth. This is the double barrel version. Double barrel is all the rage this year, man. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking to Jankowski from Jared, the brewmaster at Goose, and he was saying that double barrel. To them, double barrel means, hey, you know, we got these two bourbon barrels and we're going to put 6 months in one and then we're going to take it and put it in a fresh bourbon barrel for another six.
Right.
Right. And double barrel, I think, means something different if you go to, like, Firestone or something like that.
Right. So their DBA, which is probably one of my just favorite beers in general, haven't had a long time, but theirs is like it's barrel aged and then it's put on, or it's different, right? It's something different. I don't want to say what I think it was because I know I'm wrong.
when I first heard the term, I thought it was like, all right, cool, we're going to hit you with you know, a traditional whiskey barrel and then maybe some fresh oak or vice versa, you know. So that's what I thought, but I don't know either. So
I think it can always be different, right?
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, just a touch on January a little bit more. The 20th annual Brew Pub shootout is January 20th.
Oh, man. The Blueprint. That event is awesome.
You know, I've never been.
Brew Pub shootout.
I got to go to this thing, man.
The food is great because there's always a theme with it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guild event. or no, you can buy tickets to the Chicago Beer Society.
It's the Beer Society event. Yeah.
So if you're a Chicago Beer Society member, if you're into the craft beer scene in Chicago at all, become a member.
If you like the craft beers,
yeah, become a member.
It's worth it.
I feel like a PBS special. Like, you know, sign up. The number is below. You know, operators are standing by.
We just turned into Channel 11. We just turned into WTTW all of a sudden, man.
We're gonna do a call-a-thon, podcast-a-thon for this.
Let me tell you what this party means to me and my family. No. Yeah. If you, it's worth it alone for the picnic, I think.
I've never gone on the picnic.
The picnic's a fun time, man.
But the shootout is fun.
Yeah.
Maeve and I went once. It's a good time.
Right on. Yeah. That's going to be a Bear Bra this year.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
I'm glad they're finding their legs and they're maximizing their space. They do like wrestling. They do mud wrestling at fucking Bear Bra.
They should do laser tag or paintball.
They should do paintball and laser tag.
Yeah. Can you do laser tag paintball? I don't
know. You just scrambled my brain.
I think it's just paintball in the dark.
I would not be participating in paintball in the dark.
All right, so look for tickets or get them for the Brewpub shootout for January 20th. We'll mention it again as we're, you know, moving to the new year.
Yeah. Oh, one more thing. West Loop, Cruz Blanca, they're partying on New Year's Eve as well.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So. That's awesome. Cool. So those are all the events that we have coming up in the next few weeks. We thought we'd mention a few other ones because we were light this week. So.
Yeah.
But before we wrap up here, we got some beer news.
We got a little bit of beer news. Let's start with Draft Magazine. Now, you know, Draft Magazine and All About Beer became one company this year, but they put out their top 25 of 2017.
Yeah.
Let's go through a few of the highlights, man. We'll start local. Grid from Hop Butcher.
Okay.
Hop Butcher to the World, formerly South Loop Brewing.
Okay. We've had their milk.
Yeah, we had Milkstachio.
Milkstachio, yeah.
You know, and they're the crew. Like, whenever I'm in the South Burbs, I feel like I go to 18th Street for the Haze. But whenever I'm at home in Avondale, I go every week, Hot Butcher.
Wow.
To the Benny's for the Haze.
Oh, okay.
That is my haze of choice right now in cans.
Okay.
It's just, you know.
Man, microphone better start putting some cans out.
Yeah, need to check out more microphone.
Yeah.
But
I don't think their beers don't make it around.
I feel like if you were to go to like Capone's maybe or hit like some of these Benny's, like the, you know, the first couple of days it came out.
Mm, yeah. Okay.
But yeah. Oh, but their Grid, which is an APA, made this list. Okay. Which is kind of impressive for an APA in today's climate. You know, especially in this climate of extreme flavors that we're talking about. You know?
Okay. I haven't had it. Haven't had much Hop Butcher in general. So.
Yeah. Cool. So cheers to those guys. I know they were brewing. I think they brew up in Edgewater now, at the old Four Paw space. I believe that's where they're brewing now.
Okay.
Yeah. So they were on the Draft 25 list. Let's talk about Stay Gold. Now, this beer, of course, it's the Run the Jewels collaboration beer. But, you know, they were kind of smart because they made this beer at least three times. They made it in Atlanta, Creature Comforts, right? Because I think one of the guys is from Atlanta, Killer Mike's from Atlanta. LP's from New York, so they made it. The original beer is the New York version, the Interborough version.
Okay.
Right? And then they made this version with Burial out in Asheville, and that's the version that made the list.
Okay.
Oh, but they did the Pipeworks version too for Lollapalooza week.
So is it the same beer?
It's the brewery's interpretation of the beer.
Oh.
Yeah. So
it's like what's that one beer that goes around? I'm blanking on it. Like.
What do you mean? What are they doing with it?
Different breweries do the same ingredients or same style.
Oh, yeah.
It happens like during Chicago Craft Beer Week or Oak Park Microbrew.
Oak Park Microbrew Review.
Yeah.
It's called, what do they call that?
Yeah.
We should know this, man.
This is terrible podcasting. we don't know.
Yeah, but it's every year there's a theme, and every brewery in Illinois makes the same beer.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. But or not every brewery, just the ones that
just
are
just the ones. If you choose to participate, like, this is the beer style, make your version of it.
Right.
Yeah. God damn, what's that called?
I don't know.
This is going to drive me nuts, like, all night.
Yeah, we'll look it up later.
But it's similar to that.
Yeah, lots of breweries participate in it, usually, like, Haymarket definitely, Temperance usually does, or they did in the past. They've also done one when Claudia was there. They did one with the women's brew or women's brewing, whatever that org is, where they kind of brewed the same beer at all the different breweries with the different women head brewers. So that's cool. But maybe this Stay Gold was a similar idea, but it doesn't sound like it. I think it was just like, this is the Stay Gold beer. It's brewed differently everywhere.
I feel like it started as like, you know, we're just going to make it with Interborough.
Okay.
And then when they went on tour, they kind of figured out, I mean, why do we have to make it with just one brew? We can just make it with everybody.
Nick's trying to figure out what this thing is called.
Because it's kind of cool. And you know what? It's pissing me off. I should have just went to ChicagoBeerGeeks.com for this information. Oh, but anyway, they're on the list, right?
Okay.
Medianoche, which from... Greenlee, Colorado, which I really liked. Medianoche Reserve. It's a bourbon barrel aged with vanilla beans, cacao, and toasted coconut from Weldworks.
Weldworks? Yeah. Not Workforce?
No. Workforce in Plainfield, Illinois. Weldworks is in Colorado.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So you threw that one in there because you liked it.
I had it at JBF, and I'm like, man, this beer is, why is this beer so good?
I was like, why is this guy mentioned at this? Like, this isn't Chicago beer.
This beer should not be this good, man. All right, and then just one more beer. IPL. There's an IPL from Burial and Threes called Both Ways. I just want to spotlight those three beers. Mainly because this Burial brewery shows up twice. They're the only brewery that shows up on the list twice in the 25 beers.
Where are they at?
Asheville, North Carolina.
So someone's friends with someone at Asheville at the magazine.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Don't.
Have you? I mean, I've never heard of Burial, actually.
No, I've never heard of Burial. I've been to Asheville once, and that was about, I'd say, almost 10 years ago now. Mm-hmm. There was quite a few breweries there when we went, but I don't remember Burial being there when we were there. What was the other one? Threes?
Threes is in New York. They were actually...
Okay, I've seen Threes before, seen Threes around, so...
They were the 2015 Best New Brewery of the Year in Brooklyn, were those guys.
Nice, okay. Yeah. But yeah, for an IPL to be on that list is pretty surprising. I know Beta Brau has their IPL. Right? Lawnmower beer?
Lawnmower Lager, which if you go to... Cheeseburger. What's the name of that? Oh, Billy Goat.
Yeah.
They call it an IPA.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Replicale.
That. Yeah. All right. Everyone who's listening was probably like, it's Replicale.
Dumbass.
Nick and Brad, it's Replicale. Come on, what are you doing?
Yeah. So that's Draft 25's list.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. One more little bit of news. It's about... the government, man. Craft Beverage Modernization and Tax Reform. It was a bill that was submitted to Congress, and it passed recently. So it was introduced way almost a year ago.
Okay.
And it passed recently. So basically, it takes the taxes that were $7 per barrel down to $3.50 a barrel.
Okay.
Right.
Is that on all breweries or all?
No, it's for like small craft breweries.
Okay.
And that's for the... that's for the first 60,000 barrels you make.
Okay.
Anything over 60,000, that's usually $18 a barrel for taxes. That gets cut to $16.
Okay.
So there's a break for smaller breweries. So, and they also allow for brewers to collaborate easier with other breweries by not adding tax liability to a beer if it transfers from one brewery to another. Because in the past, there was a tax for that.
Oh, like, so sometimes collaboration beers ended up being more expensive.
Exactly.
If you came across them.
Yeah. Yeah. So check that out, man.
Interesting.
A break for small breweries. Yeah. According to Brewers Association, this could add up to, because there's over 6,000 breweries.
Yeah.
And, you know, this could add up to like $140 million in savings.
Yeah, well, the barrel thing for the smaller breweries is probably, that's probably great, but if you're a smaller brewery too, you may not be even messing with barrels at that point. Yeah. Oh, but it's barrels, not, it's barrels, like making beer, not barrel.
Like just as a volume, right? Like even if it's a keg, right?
Like
if you got two.
As I was saying it, I was like, idiot.
He's like, some of these guys don't even have barrel programs.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's not those kind of barrels.
No, no. I want to say, what, kegs? kegs 15 and a half, 15 mm-hmm. and a half, and a
yeah, barrels is just the measurement.
Yeah, of there you go.
All of it. So yeah. It's not an actual barrel.
It's just 10% IPA we're drinking on a Tuesday night, Brad.
Jesus. All right. So that does it for the news. Is that going to do it for this last episode of 2017?
Does it for the news. Does it for the show. Does it for the year.
Yeah. This was our 200th episode.
Woo!
So we're closing out the year with 200 episodes.
I had no idea that this would go 200 episodes. If you told me this would go 200 episodes, I'd be like, whatever.
That's a lot of, that's a lot of episodes.
It's fun, though, man. Like, you know, I love the drumbeat of it, mm-hmm. you know. I'm hanging out with the Beer Download guys on Saturday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so, and it's like, I enjoyed their drumbeat, like, every Sunday. You know, you pop it on and their podcast would come.
Yeah.
It's different now because now they do like the radio thing.
Yeah, they do a little different show. Yeah.
Yeah. I've always loved the idea of having like, you know, something weekly that, you know, that was Chicago only all the time. You know, mm-hmm. I wish some bars were like that. You know,
and just like a podcast about their bar.
Oh, no. Just like where all they sold was Chicago shit.
Oh, okay.
Right. I mean, with the occasional guest, like we have occasional out of town stuff,
mm-hmm.
but for the most part, every week, all year, we do Chicago stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish more stuff in beer were like that. Mm-hmm. And well, if it's not, there's always this show.
Yep. There's always us. We've had now 200 episodes. So hopefully everyone out there is enjoying it. You know, we got the video version. We do the live stream most of the time. We have audio, video, Instagram. We got all the stuff going on now. So hopefully get the website kind of readjusted so you can kind of find some of those interviews and, like, I guess, non-event-focused episodes a little easier coming up this year.
Yeah, that's true. The local tourist, Goose Island, Half Acre, Lynx Tap Room, Temperance. Has some fun guests
Jonathan,
over the first 200.
Or Justin Maynard.
Oh, yeah, the Guild, Craft Brewers Guild. Yeah. So, a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just keep it rolling, man.
Yeah. Let's keep going. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRad, Chicago Beer Pass, ChicagoBeerPass.com, or Chicago Beer Pass Twitter, ChicagoBeerPass.com. Everything's posted there. And yeah, we'll keep posting pictures. Man, this 9% beer is like kicking my butt.
Come on, bring it home, Brad. We're almost there, man.
All right, let's get out of here. We'll be back for Brewer's Eve recap
next
week. Take care.
Cheers.